Chapter 29. Baby Rollo screamed. The raven had him tight by the nightshirt, and he wailed in terror as the big bird tugged and pulled, shaking its head fiercely from side to side. Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse momentarily froze with horror at the awful sight, but not little Sister May. She went immediately into action. Rushing to the stairs, she sprang up and grabbed Baby Rollo, at the same time sinking her teeth into the raven's foot, which she bit clear through to the bone. The bird promptly let go of his prize. He gave a loud, agonised squawk and fell flat upon the stairs. Rollo yowled, Sister May screamed, and they both tumbled down the spiral staircase. Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse dived in. Clutching Sister May and little Rollo, they hurried downstairs towards Cavern Hole, all four shouting aloud, Like a great grey fur juggernaut, Constance came bounding out of Cavern Hole, closely followed by Winifred the Otter, John Church Mouse, and Formal. Between them, the three mice gasped out the story of what had happened. Rollo had got over the fright quickly. He kept pointing a chubby paw over his back to show them all the tear in his nightshirt where the big bird had seized it. Constance wasted no time. She got the little group safely back to Cavern Hole and issued emergency orders.
Brother Trug, sound the alarm bells. Winifred, Ambrose, Formal, Brother Sedge, gather staves and light some torches. We must find out more about this strange bird. Cornflower, tell the abbot where we have gone. The rest of you stay down here. Don't go wandering off alone.
Torches shone on the darkened spiral stairway as Constance led the party. They had searched the dormitories, the sick bay, and all the first floor passages, and were now on the second floor staircase, which led to the gallery overlooking Great Hall. Formal went snuffling along to an old side staircase, a straight flight which ran up to the disused chambers on the east wing of the third floor. He held up a paw and called out,
Yer! Over yer! Look what I found!
A faint trace of blood specks spattered the bottom steps. Constance held up a torch to investigate. The shadows leapt back to reveal a large raven standing on the top stair, together with a crow and six rooks. Boldly, the badger climbed the stairs until she stood one step below the intruders.
Who are you, and what are you doing in our abbey?
Constance demanded, never want to mince words. The crow strutted forward imperiously.
I am Mangus the Seer, General Ironbeak's strong right wing. Bow your head and show proper respect when you speak to me, striped dog.
Constance promptly battered Manga's beak over tail feathers in one mighty sweep of her powerful forepaw. Then with a roar, she charged in among the rooks. Ironbeak and his fighters retaliated instantly. They were on Constance, pecking, scratching and tearing. Winifred and Ambrose ran to her rescue. Belabouring furiously, they whacked away at anything feathered with their stout staves. The fight did not last long. Ironbeak and his fighters were driven back by the fast onslaught of the Red Wallers. They retreated to a box room, slamming the door and locking it from the inside. Constance shook blood from her muzzle as she banged on the door.
You in there, Ironbeak or whatever you call yourself, get out of this abbey and take your birds with you. We do not allow trespassers at Red Wall.
The reply was instant and bold.
I am General Ironbeak, greatest fighter in all the Northlands. This is my redstone house, and I will slay you all if you do not leave.
The abbot came hurrying up, accompanied by Brother Dan and Sister Agnes. He motioned Constance to be silent. Though the badger was obviously fuming with temper, she bowed to the abbot's wish. The old mouse rapped lightly on the door.
Hello in there. I am Mordalphus, abbot of Redwall. I'm sorry if there's been a misunderstanding. We mean you no harm. We are a friendly order of creatures. If you wish to stay the night, then you may. We have food and treatment for any creature who is sick or injured. Hello, can you hear me?
This time it was Mangus the Crow who replied.
General Ironbeak sweareth the law. This place is his now. We are in your roof spaces. And there are many of us. all seasoned warriors from the north. There were some sparrows when we arrived, but they have all been slain. You too will be slain if you do not leave the Redstone House.
The abbot shook his head sadly as Constance pulled him gently away.